This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore, talking now with St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. And coach, welcome back to MSO. Congratulations on another tournament win.
Well, thanks for having me back on, Rick. I appreciate it.
Good stuff going on, and I know that last week when we talked, you mentioned the speed and the offense of the opposition, but looks like you guys, your defense did what you wanted it to do.
Yeah, I thought our defense really played well, as they have most of the year. 11 halves of the ball routinely. I thought we really ran to the ball well. I thought we gang tackled, which you have to do against a really good back and a really explosive offense. They have other weapons too, but we really shut him down. And they didn't really have much to go to after that. So I thought we played really well. I thought we played good complementary ball. I thought the offense got him a lead early. We jumped him pretty early, and that let the defense kind of play with a lead. And our special teams were really good as well.
You've been able to do that in the tournament, get off to the quick lead. But I want to ask you about stopping a running back who's strong and fast. Is one of the keys, Coach, being able to get to the back sort of before he hits the line of scrimmage, or, you know, before he can get through that hole? What I'm trying to say is get him in the backfield if you can.
Yeah, it always starts at the line of scrimmage. I thought the front three and our 3-4 were immense. Alex Majors, Anthony Ragosa, and Tom Lafferty. I thought all three of them played really, really well. And, you know, when they're doing their job, it lets our linebackers flow to the ball. And I thought our edged linebackers, Nick Shibley and Alex Terese, played especially well at the linebacker position. So I thought the line of scrimmage, we dominated, and we talked about it all week, and we put a premium on that, as always. And, yeah, we got off blocks, and we weren't, you know, allowing them to kind of get that initial push, which kind of made him put a foot in the ground and redirect a lot sooner than he wanted to.
Okay, I want to talk about focus again, Coach, because it's getting to be a really distracting time of year, but I know that you and your coaches make sure your kids keep the nose to the grindstone, so to speak. So tell me about focus this week and, you know, what practice will be like.
Yeah, I mean, I think they know where they are in the season. I mean, this is one game to go to the Super Bowl against a really, really good team, undefeated opponent, who's been in the top two or three all year in all the rankings. So they're acutely aware of where we are. And I don't have a lot of concern in terms of our focus. It's more about just having a really good practice week. We got some guys with some sickness. We got some injuries that we're fighting through right now that, you know, can definitely play against, you know, having your proper focus. But I think the guys will be able to handle it. And, you know, we'll go with who's healthy, but it's going to be a great challenge for sure.
Yeah, I want to talk about Needham. Does the common opponent mean anything in terms of preparation for this game?
I don't know. I mean, the only common opponent was Central, and they handled Central. It wasn't, you know, when watching the film, they really kind of took it to them. So it was very un-Central-like to watch, but that's credit to Needham. They played really, really well. So, I mean, that's all we can really go off of in terms of a common opponent, but we know the common opponent was a quality one and a perennial power in the state. So we know Needham's for real. We know they're a really good team. They've had two great years back-to-back. They were one step away from the Super Bowl last year. So I don't think anyone's surprised that they're there, and we certainly aren't either.
Their strengths seem to be similar to what Methuen's were, but their defense looks ridiculous in terms of not giving up any points.
No one scored on them. I think their starting defense has given up under 50 points in 10 games, something crazy. So that's, you know, puts the onus on the offense. We need to play really well, obviously. But, you know, offensively, they're physical. They want to run the ball. They got a big back. He's 6'2", 230-pound back. He's a really good back. They're big up front, their offensive line, and their experience. They're senior across the board on both sides of the ball, like literally 11 guys on each side are all seniors. So they've been building. This is, you know, last year, I think, maybe they thought, well, we're going to be good, but they actually got a little further than maybe they thought. This year was the expectation.
Wow.
Win the thing. And they're playing like it. They got it all going right now. They got a whole town behind them, and it's a really good group.
Yeah, this sounds like a major challenge for you guys this week, Coach. Any difference in preparation where you're hitting the road to going to a neutral site this week, whereas your other tournament games have been at home? So any difference in the prep?
No. I mean, we're business as usual. We're used to playing really good teams, so This is the next in line of really good teams that we've played, so nothing will change that way. The only difference is we're playing at a neutral site, but you know, that's not a big deal either. So business as usual. I just, you know, we're fighting through some things right now internally in just terms of health, but other than that, we're just doing our thing.
All right, Coach, once again, thank you so much. Congratulations, and we'll talk next week. Good luck this week.
I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. That's Brian St. Pierre, who is the St. John's Prep football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.